think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals.
Let's see.
Nigel put together mystery songs that are Santa Christmas songs. Cher.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Is that it? Okay. That's from...
Two notes.
Yes, that's Judy Garland. And we all just saw that over the weekend. It was Meet Me in St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes. I can name that tune in
yeah,
in
three notes. Do you know, Cher, they didn't want that song in the movie.
Really?
Margaret O'Brien has told us the story on the show. And look at what it's become.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? And she said, sitting there, and Judy Garland was so good to her, singing it in the window. We can all see it, can't we?
Oh,
thanks, Nigel.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Beautiful.
Wait till you see Cher Lichtman's picture, Joey Pels, on my website. I'm the ex-Mrs. Claus. This is his new wife.
Oh, no, that's Ms. Claus.
Oh, Ms. Claus.
MS, please.
I think I saw your commercial on Turner Classic Movies Channel.
Ah,
Could it be running on TCM?
Yes. Actually, we spread out this month. We're doing putting a lot onto NBC, ABC, and of course, the Joey English Show.
Yes,
sweetheart. Let's don't forget that.
And we're going to five mornings a week following. We're going to be on four stations, five mornings a week, following Dan McGrath on KWXY. And then I'll also be on the KKGX Alternative Talk Radio.
Nice.
Now, I'm exhausted now. I said all that. Well, tell me, what are you doing for Christmas over at Mike Thompson?
Well, at Mike Thompson RV tomorrow, we are having our little Christmas party at Cathedral City, and we all exchange names, and everybody's bringing a gift, and we're doing I bought a honey-baked ham for the staff, and then everybody's bringing a dish. And so we're going to have a little potluck and Christmas joy and exchange gifts. And, yeah, it's going to be nice.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. Have you got a lot of business coming and going in December?
Yes.
Really?
Even in December, Joy. It's just off the charts. I mean, it's just incredible.
And here the mask mandate went back in whenever last week or whenever. And now you can travel in your own RV without a mask. I don't know.
When you're inside your own RV, you don't need a mask, right?
That's right.
Especially when you're around family and friends and the people you love and they're in your quarantine pod,
right,
so to speak. Yeah, the mask mandate is back, but it certainly hasn't slowed anybody down. You know, we are because we, as long as they're outside looking at the RV, no mask required. If you go inside, and you didn't bring your mask, we'll have one available for you. No worries. And so, yeah, we have boxes of masks and everything is still being greatly, you know, sanitized. And after we're making sure that after each visitor leaves, everything is sanitized. So you can feel, you know, free to shop in
kick
safety.
Kick the tire and
safety,
light the fire.
Yeah, and safety and comfort. Yeah, so.
Oh, I would just think it would be so wonderful. You know, the children are all grown. My grandchildren are 18, 20, 22, 24. If I had one, I would just get in it and take off by myself.
Yeah, and travel around to see all your different grandchildren.
No, maybe not.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. They buy it just specifically for that reason.
Exactly.
Or they buy an RV because they're going to go visit their children. And honestly, they like to have their own little space,
yes,
you know. And I think especially around Christmas and family, and you know how all that goes. It's nice to have your own space.
And then you can shower by yourself before everybody sees you when you get up in the morning. And
yeah, you don't have to mess up somebody else's house. And you just feel you're like in your own little space.
Yep.
And and
boy, that appeals to me.
Yes.
Please, God, maybe this year.
Well, you know what? It appeals to everyone because that's why our business is just so incredible and just has exploded. And the stats say that it's going to be that way for the next 10 years.
Why is that?
Because people have gotten into the RV business. People have seen what it's like. They've seen the camaraderie. They've seen the family, you know, the behavior out in the campgrounds. They've seen how people, you know, just enjoy themselves and get along and have and start groups, and there's RV groups now, and they're traveling together. People are traveling together,
caravans,
almost like a caravan, right? And and so people have just learned what the lifestyle is about, and that's what it's all about.
And it would be hard to go back.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to ask you, I would feel really safe.
Yeah, and that's how everybody
feels. I lock
it
up at night. I'm in a campground, but I lock my doors.
Yeah, you've got your own door, your own space. They're quite safe. You
it's
know,
not
to be,
as
to be in, and the campgrounds that are out there are safe to be in, and most of them are guarded, and they have people, you know, they have security guards walking around at night and all.
Think
that.
About securing your house. You've got lots of windows. You've got lots of doors.
Mm-hmm.
You've got garages and separate buildings and all that stuff. But in your RV.
Close the door and you're safely home.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. So it's just become so popular and it's just people are taking to it and by hordes and so we're just so blessed and so grateful.
I love the idea of the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Caravan groups.
And friends and family and people, you know, they buy them, they meet up, they go like to the river, they go to the sand dunes, they go off-roading together, and they take their RVs and they take their toy haulers and they throw their toys in the back of them and go out to the desert and do their thing, and then when they're through playing for the day, they come back and they build a campfire.
Yeah.
Or they build a campfire and everybody, it is really that. It sounds corny, but you know, they sit around the campfire and they tell stories and it's just such a great environment to bring up children. It's a great environment to put your family in,
right?
And so that's what's so appealing to everyone.
Gosh.
And then there's that other set of people who buy the $600,000 bus, luxury diesel pusher, as we say, motor coach, as Joey likes to say,
motor coach.
And they go off to these beautiful resorts and they plug in and they've got their outdoor kitchens and they've got their pools and their jacuzzis and their little boats that they travel around in the waterways inside these massive RV resorts, and they've got restaurants in the resorts. So you never have to leave the sanctity and the safety of your
exactly.
RV resort. And you got a guard. It's just like a gated community. So you got a guard at the gate and you're safely inside your own. It's like your own community, and you're living in your RV instead of a home.
And it's got to be less expensive than a home. Well, for heaven's sakes.
Well, some of them are, you know, but of course there's also that high-end resort where you pay $400,000 for your parking spot.
But what's nice is it would be if you had one that was less than your home and your mortgage with your taxes and your insurance and all of those things, you'd have more money to travel, number one, in your RV, mm-hmm. and number two, just park the RV somewhere near the airport and get on a plane.
Absolutely.
I'm making a plan.
Yeah,
to
for
change,
the future, right.
For the future, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's what people do when they retire. They just jump in them and take off. And lots of people stay in them for years, you know, live in them for years and years, you know, some people for two or three. But I know some folks that have been living in their RV for, you know, 9-10 years, and they're still traveling out there on the, you know, campgrounds of life and enjoying it and you know, going down the roads and just making a lifestyle out of it.
You know why I like that better than, what do you call, a prefabricated home?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That
like
just
a
stays,
modular.
That stays in one place.
Yeah, well, you know what we say in the RV business, what? Joy? If you got a stick house, you're stuck.
Oh, I love that. I'd forgotten that. Let me write that
If you
down.
Got a
stick house, you're stuck.
If you got your RV, home is where you plug in. So you just take it with you on the road, and especially these days with this COVID mess still continuing to go on, you know.
I'm just so tired of hearing it's going to be over next year, it'll never be over, blah, blah, blah. Every day it's a different party line.
And who can surmise? Who can surmise what's going to happen in the future? None of us have a crystal ball, but I know this. I know that the RV industry is going to be wild and crazy for at least another 10 years. So I guess I'm going to go out in style because then I'll be ready to retire.
This is Cheryl Lickman. First of all, tell us where, as if you've driven past it, you've seen it 1,000 times. What's your address?
68318 Palm Canyon Drive, Cathedral City.
Phone number?
760-324-3651.
Now, tell me what the trade-in situation is this time of year.
Actually, amazingly, we have the best used selection that we have had in a very long time.
What?
Yes, we are getting more consignments and more trades than we have in the last 6 months. So I think now people are seeing all these newbies that are buying their first RV and not trading anything in. And that kind of is, you know, they're kind of seeing that and they're going down the road and saying, maybe it's time for me to get a new one. So it seems like we're getting a lot more trades lately, the last 3 or 4 months. It seems like we're getting a lot more people who are saying, okay, I'm done now. I've traveled all I want to travel for a while, and they're letting us buy, or they're consigning their RVs to us
to
help them sell it.
So you can buy, consign, trade in.
Take a trade, uh-huh. And so we're seeing a lot better selection, and which is, thank goodness, you know, because we're having such a difficult time getting new ones.
I drove by the other day. I saw an Airstream.
Yeah. I've got another one.
Tell me.
We sold the other one. Now I got another one. Yeah, but this one is available. It's a 27-footer. It's an international. And it's
what year?
Twin bed model. It's a 2017.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, like new. No, it's a 17. But it's in.
I think of Airstreams
They go way back.
Yes.
But this one's relatively new. And it looks like it's, if you walked into it, you'd think it was brand new.
Oh.
The people who owned it just meticulously took care of it.
People seem to take care of their motor coaches.
Yes, they do.
How much is it?
I just dropped the price. $89.9. I've had it for too long. It needs a new home. Please
needs
come take
it. Needs a new plug-in.
And please come take it away.
I drove by it and I thought of you. I didn't realize, do they still manufacture Airstreams?
Yes, but I understand to order a new one right now, it's a 2-year wait. It's like a 2-year wait to get a new
stars.
One. Because, yeah, and that's kind of how it is with a lot of new ones. And we're still having a difficult time getting Mercedes-Benz Sprinter chassis right now.
You told me that last month.
And we're still having that same challenge. They were supposed to be delivered. Well, we'll find out. The 19th of this month, we're supposed to get a Winnebago and Tiffin are supposed to get a shipment of Mercedes-Benz chassis, but they're already all spoken for. So then now they're having to wait until January, February to get another one. So right now that's the one we're having the most difficult time getting, and that's the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. And then also we're having challenges getting the Ford Class A Ford chassis. So, but other than that, we're pretty stocked up right now. We got great.
I'm so glad to hear.
Great
that.
Used product. Yes, great. I mean, like late pre, you know, pre-owned, late models.
Next 18s. Time I drive by, I'll stop by. And if you're not real busy, we'll look inside some.
Oh yeah, I love them. I was going to ask you, so maybe you can do that in January.
Yes.
Come by and bring your mobile mic, and we'll go tour around some of the RVs, and we'll have a fun.
That would be fun. We'll take pictures. Yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, happy
tell me
holidays.
Where you'll be for Christmas.
I'll have Christmas off. That's my second day off this year.
Oh.
I get two days off a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. No, that's how crazy our business is right now, pretty much.
Isn't
7 days
something?
A week, yes. But Christmas, I'll have off. I'm going to spend some time with my family,
yes.
And we're going to get together on Christmas Day. My sister's going to do a big prime rib. And,
oh, that's what I do Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so we'll have some.
So now you've got to sign us off for the last time this year the way you always do.
Please come see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City, the home of customer delight.
If you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.